Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 11, the Vishwarupa Darshan, the cosmic form of the Lord. In the beginning of chapter 11, he said, Mad Anugrahaya, out of your compassion for me, you give me this deepest secret about the self and showed me how to experience that and meditate on it. However, that's not sufficient for me to understand the nature of the self which you have described. They said, my delusion is dispelled. Delusion about myself, when he started in the first chapter, saying, I cannot kill these people, even if I get killed. And Bhagavan said in the second chapter that self cannot be killed. Self in you is imperishable, immutable. The self in you is the same self in everyone else. So that can, one who thinks he is a slayer, or one who thinks he is slain, both are wrong. Because it is like within myself I cannot be slayer and slain of my own self. Arjuna said, now I am very clear. My confusion about who, what myself is, that is gone. However, I'm still at a level where I can comprehend the unity of all beings. Myself, I understand, I also can experience yourself. I'm very aware about yourself, I'm very aware of myself. I can now theoretically have understood that as myself is imperishable, yourself is also imperishable. However, that oneness of the self is beyond my understanding. So if you really see, at this point of the Bhagavad Gita, we are exactly at the same level. All of us who have been sincerely seeking to understand the nature of the self, all this is intellectually understood. But when it comes to realize that myself and yourself is one and the same, understanding falls apart from experience. My experience is very different in day-to-day life. I know everything about myself and how I feel, but I cannot relate to yourself and how you think. Therefore, Arjuna said, I am very clear, my delusion is gone. You have also explained to me how the things come into being and how they perishes. All comes out of the same self and perishes back into the same self. It is very clear to me that too. However, this oneness of the Lord, the glory of the Supreme Self, to be perceived as one and not as many, is beyond my control right now. And that's the hurdle in the path of my realization. Right now, I'm in a constant samadhi about myself, this conditioned self, which I think is me. No effort requires for me to realize this is me. It's an automatic knowledge. As soon as the baby is born, he or she knows this is her or him and everyone else is someone. So that's an automatic knowledge. We're conditioned by that. The conditioned self has conditioned us to think who we are. The knowledge given to us by the sages telling us that no, this conditioned self is not the only nature of yourself. Yourself is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. You're just conditioning it and making it limited to yourself. Once you get those limitations go, you will identify with the Supreme Self. And that's where Arjuna said, I have a difficulty. I can't experience that. I want to experience that form of the self, of you. That's because you claim to know that form of the self. I know this form of the self, you know the supreme form of the self. I need to see that. to get over the hurdle. So he said, drastum icchami te rupam aishwaram purushottamam. O Lord of all the beings, Purushottam, I want to see that form of yours where everything is included in one. I see myself as separate, the world is separate, the world of plurality is very easy for me to comprehend. But I want to see all in its totality. That, if you think that it is possible for me to see. So, Bhagavan said, okay, I think you are ready for it. You come to that level of understanding that the only barrier left is your own intellect. The only barrier left is your own conditioning. You accepted fully that myself and the selves of the others is one and the same. By inference, you have come to the conclusion that we cannot be but the part of the same self. If the Lord created this universe out of His self, then no other material He had to create this universe, and the universe and Lord both exist, what is the material for this universe? Is the Lord's self. If this myself is created out of Lord's self, then myself and His self cannot be different. So is the case for everything else which I see. However, that oneness which I should feel, which I am feeling in my own body, and my own limited self, I have complete oneness. And never argument about the left hand versus the right hand. No argument of right eye versus left eye. If one is weak, other one takes over. You don't even realize that when that happens. Because there is complete oneness in it. But that's not happening with my family members or my community members or my... One is suffering. To some extent I will do that, but not to the extent where I'll do it for myself. Arjuna said, let me see that oneness. Verse 5, Sri Bhagavan Vacha. Pashyame partha rupani satasa atha sahastrasaha. Nana vidani divyani nana varna krutinicha. I will let you see this. My form, which has hundreds and thousands of forms in it. Various types of divine shapes and color. Once you see that, you will see in my own being, you will see this hundreds and thousands of forms. The forms which you have seen till now and forms which you have not seen. In a flash, you will see all of that all in one. So you will see hundreds and thousands of forms. Various colors of various types and various forms. You know, you will see it. So be prepared. In next one he says, Pashya Adityan Rudran Aswinav Marutaha Tatha Bahuni Adrast Purvani Pashya Charya Acharyani Bharata. Okay. He said, not only that you will see the forms which you are familiar with, you will see the forms which you are not familiar with. Not only the forms and beings which you want to see it in one, but the divine beings which you have been worshipping as someone other than this world. So all these deities which they were worshipping in Vedic time, probably, you know. It says, Aditya, Surya, you know. Rudraha, Rudra basically Shiva, aspect of the Trinity. The destruction, Vasuhu, you know, all these various deities of the nature, you know. Maruta, the wind god. All the gods which you have been worshipping, you will see them also into the same being. Currently your understanding is, this is a mrityulok, we are the mortal beings, the divine beings, you know. And so we worship the divine beings as the mortals. And they seem to be completely different from myself and the selves of the people in the mortal world. But one thing, when you see them, those non-mortal mortal beings all will be part of the one self. My own self. Your own self. And you will see that then. Bahuni adrishta purvani. Even before you have never imagined or thought about such chara and achara, the moving and unmoving beings you will see, or self, anything, you will see. Iha ekastham jagat krishna Pashyadya sacharacharam mama dehe gudakeshe yaccha anya drastum ichhase. He say, here in this one location, everything complete, everything without leaving anything out, the whole universe centered in one being, including all the moving and unmoving, as I said, he will say, and whatever else you desire to say, all these things plus whatever you want to say. Because see, we always have a conception of divinity. The Hindu will say, when Bhagwan will appear to me, in what form he will come? Either Rama or Krishna or Shiva or... And that also in the same form as we have been seeing in these calendars and pictures. Like if he comes in a different form, we don't accept him as Bhagwan. He has to have Mugat, all this thing. So, okay, whatever you want to say, you will say in myself. However, the technical difficulty is, you won't be able to say it with your own this natural eyes. I say, Natumam shakyase drastum aneneiva swachaksusa. Divyam dadami te chaksuhu pashyame yogameshwaram. No matter how much we are taught new things to look at the world differently, but unless we change our way of seeing things, we'll be always going back to seeing what we were seeing before. To learn new things and to learn to look at this world in a different way, we have to change our perception. So, divyam dadami te chakshu, I'm giving you this divine vision, means I'm going to change your way of seeing things. The way of my seeing things right now may be, well, I am this and you are that. So after about even two generations, we call ourselves, well, we are Indians and they are Americans. You know. So somebody says, are you not American also? You are an American citizen. You had been living here for like 30 years. But no, I am an Indian. Or I am an American, but I am Indian. Till I change my perception of seeing myself as part of this country as an American, I will never be able to see myself as part of this. Nothing changes, but my perception about seeing things changes. That perception change is very much required, Bhagavan said. Right now, the way you see this world, no matter how much I tell you to see it as one, we can say the space is in the room or room is in the space. I can continue seeing this space in the room till I start visualizing that the space is everywhere in this room. And that visualization has to change. The perception has to change for to see what Arjuna wanted to see. So Bhagavan says, I'm going to a Divya Drashti. So what is that Divya Drashti? So now Swamiji says that what is that which right now between my perception of unity between myself and yourself? He says two things. One is, I am separated from you by the space between us. This conditioned self and that conditioned self has a space between these two selves. So as soon as we have this perception of space, we create this world of plurality. This space, just like anything that we can imagine, is an imaginary thing. Is there space in existence? Really, no. When you put two things, a space is created between two things. If you remove both, there is no space. Space can only be seen in relationship to the objects we perceive. How much space is between you and I? Only can be defined by first defining where you and I are. If you remain you and I, there is no space to be measured. So this space is a conception of my mind. Once I conceived myself as an entity, which is separate from you as an entity, the space is created. And then the second thing which separates myself and others is time. I met such and such person yesterday, but he's not here today. So I'm separated from him by time. I'm separate from my father lived in different time, I'm living in different time, I'm separate by time. Once again, now the new physics from Einstein onward, we know time is nothing but concept of our mind. Time depends on the position of the observer. So when we say we are seeing the same thing at the same time, depending on where you and I are, we see the stars in the night and say, a star is doing this right now, this is what I see. But we know the light takes many, many years to come here. So what we see today was actually existed many, 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 many years ago. But we consider that is now. We consider that in the past. We consider what we will see tomorrow is in future. Now, all this thing is dependent on my station point in life. It all depends, my time is defined by my conditioning and the station point in life. My space is defined by my conditioning about who I am. So Bhagavan said, if you take away these two conditioning, vacuum the space out of your mind, so you don't perceive space at all, then also wipe out the concept of time from your mind. Now try to perceive the world. Now see the world as you were seeing before, minus the time and space, which you already admitted is nothing but projection of my own mind. Neither space exists, nor time exists. I create space, and I create time. If I remove these two conditioning, which is obstructing me from seeing the oneness between myself and yourself, I must remove it. Once I remove that, Bhagavan said, this is what you would see. You will see in myself hundreds and thousands of forms. All the forms created in the past, all the forms present, and all the forms that will be created in the future, all will merge into the one entity. And I'll be seeing all of it into it. It's like, you know, in the clouds, we're all seeing it. Somebody sees something in it, somebody sees something else. You go to Lure Cavern, and there are labels. You are seeing now a village or something, a mountain. Now, before you read the label, and you see it, you see something else. Once you read that label, oh yeah, yeah, I see it. Somebody influenced our perception. You know, they also read us and say, what do you see in this picture? Well, you see a glass, or you see two people facing, or, till somebody points out there's something more to see, we see what the first thing comes to our mind. The world we are seeing right now is like our first perception of anything we see. It's not influenced by anything, but just my conditioning only. My conditioning of my mind and intellect projects this world of plurality. I have already taken for granted that this limited being is me. Now I'm seeing the world. Bhagavan said, if you wipe out that limited being concept from your mind, you will see all these various forms and colors, various beings, various deities, all the things that you have ever imagined, you will see all of it in me. And that's where we will stop.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.